Welcome to Moonlit Jungle. In this lesson, you're going to build a classic jungle and rag a cut pull moment in Ableton Live 12. That's the hype move where the vocal hits, everything cuts for a split second, you get a little pullback tension, and then the drums slam back in like a door getting kicked open. We're keeping this beginner-friendly and we're doing it in arrangement view, because the whole point is to learn an arrangement move you can reuse in any drum and bass track. We're aiming for two things at the same time: crisp transients, meaning your kick, snare, and vocal attacks feel sharp and exciting, and dusty mids, meaning you still get that worn-in 90s haze without turning the whole mix into fog. Alright, let's set up the session. First, set your tempo somewhere between 168 and 174 BPM. I'm going to pick 172, that's a sweet spot for modern jungle and DNB while still feeling classic. Next, a quick warp sanity check. For vocals, Complex Pro is a solid default. For drums and breaks, use Beats Mode and Preserve Transients. That one setting alone stops a lot of beginner pain, because it keeps your drum hits from smearing. Now create a few groups so you don't get lost later. Make a drums group, bass, music or stabs, vocal cuts, and effects or risers. Even if your project is tiny, this structure makes automation way easier when it's time to do the cut. Now let's build a rolling drum bed that can drop out cleanly. Create a MIDI track, load a drum rack, and pick a short punchy kick and a tight snare. For the snare, we want a bit of body around 200 Hz, plus crack in the 2-5k range. Not harsh, just present. If you want the instant jungle vibe, add an amen-style break loop on an audio track. Optional, but it's such a fast way to get movement. Program a simple 1-bar foundation. Kick on beat 1 and beat 3. Snare on 2 and 4. Then hats or shuffle in 16 THS, or just let the break provide the top movement. If you're using a break, drag it in. Set warp to beats, preserve transients, and make sure transient loop mode is off. Loop it to 1 bar, then nudge the start until the snare is landing cleanly on 2 and 4. Take your time here. If the break is slightly off, your whole groove will feel like it's leaning. Now we're going to process the drum group for punch without harshness. On the drums group, put EQ 8 first. High pass at 30 Hz, steep slope, that's just cleanup. Then if it's boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB, gentle Q. Next, add drum bus. Keep the drive modest, like 5 to 15%. Crunch should be subtle, 0 to 10%. The star control here is transients. Push it up, maybe plus 10 to plus 30, that's your crispness knob. And set boom to 0 or very low, because in DNB your sub should come from the bass, not from drum bus trying to fake it. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're just gluing, not flattening. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Optional. A saturator after that in soft sign mode, 1 to 3 dB of drive, and soft clip if you need to catch peaks. If you're not sure, skip it. Beginners tend to oversaturate. At this point, press play. You want the drums to feel like they're stepping forward, but not like they're ripping your ears off. Punchy, controlled. Now let's bring in the rag of vocal and prep it for the cut pull. Pick a phrase with hard consonants. Think A, T, P, B. Those little mouth noises are actually transients, and they're gold in this style because they read on small speakers. Drag your vocal onto an audio track named Vocal Cuts. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to Complex Pro. If it's sounding dull, try nudging formants up slightly, maybe 0 to plus 20. Keep it subtle. We're not going chipmunk. We're just helping clarity. Now slice it. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. Ableton will build you a drum rack of slices, and now you can play the vocal like percussion. This is where jungle arrangement starts feeling fun, because the vocal stops being a vocal and becomes a rhythmic instrument. Let's do a quick processing chain that supports the goal. Crisp attack, dusty mid vibe, but still clean. On the vocal track or the vocal cuts group, add EQ 8, high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz to remove rumble. Then add a gentle boost around 3 to 6k, 1 to 3 dB for bite. If it's getting sharp, don't keep boosting highs. Instead, dip the harsh zone around 7 to 9k, just a little. That often makes it feel clearer because it removes pain, and then you can turn the channel up. Now yes, put drum bus on the vocal too. It's a great trick. Drive around 3 to 8%. Transients plus 10 to plus 25, crunch barely any. Listen for consonants popping forward without turning into fizz. For dust, add redux, but keep it tasteful. Downsample around 10 to 18k, bit reduction 0 to 2. Then back off the dry wet, maybe 10 to 25%. The goal is texture, not broken audio file. Then add saturator, 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. Finish with utility and keep the vocal mostly centered, width around 80 to 100%. If your vocal transient is super wide, it can smear your snare on the drop, and you'll wonder why the drop feels smaller. Center is impact. Now we're ready for the actual trick, the cut pull. Think of this like a DJ cue point moment, not like a messy edit. The best cut pulls feel like a DJ could do it live. That means the silence is short and the re-entry is obvious. We'll build a reliable two-bar leading to a slam. Here's the structure. Call, then cut, then pull, then impact, then roll. In the two bars before your drop, program a few vocal slice hits. Don't overdo it. If you stack vocal hits constantly, the drop won't feel like it has space to arrive. Now, for the cut. In the bar right before the slam, you're going to stop the drums for a tiny moment. Start with an eighth note, maybe up to a quarter note, but keep it tight. In DNB, if you cut too long, you kill momentum and it can feel like the track broke. In arrangement view, split your drum clips and delete a small chunk, or automate the drums group volume straight down to silence for that tiny moment. And teacher note here, fades beat clicks, always. If you delete a chunk, zoom in and add a tiny fade on the clip edge, like 2 to 5 milliseconds, so you don't get a pop. People will blame Ableton glitches when it's really just no fade. Now for the pull. We want that micro slowdown or backspin vibe without changing the project tempo. The beginner-friendly option is a tape stop feel using resampling. Create a new audio track called Vocal Resample. Set its input to resampling. Arm it, and record a bar of your vocal cuts playing. Now you've got one clean audio clip you can manipulate like a DJ moment. On that resampled clip, change warp mode to repitch. Then open clip envelopes and choose transposition. Draw a fast pitch drop from 0 down to minus 12 semitones over about an eighth note to a quarter note. You can also automate the clip gain slightly down during the pitch fall, so it feels like the power is dying, like a turntable slowing. Place this pull right before the slam. It should lead into the impact, not lag behind it. If it feels late, move it earlier. Think of it like inhaling before a punch. Alternate pull option. Super jungle. The reverse suck. Duplicate a single vocal hit, consolidate a short region, and hit reverse in the clip view. Then send a little reverb to it so the reverse tail sucks into the hit. This is a classic tension builder, and it's super effective when combined with a short drum cut. Now the slam. On the drop bar, bring drums back instantly at full volume. Add a crash, ride, or impact right on beat 1. If you want extra spice, add a tight snare fill right before the drop, like in the last half beat. But don't clutter it. The slam should be obvious and clean. For the impact sound, process it lightly, EQ8 with a high pass around 200 Hz so it doesn't fight the kick and bass, a reverb, with decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds and a bit of predelay, maybe 15 to 30 milliseconds, and a saturator with 2 to 5 dB of drive to help it speak. Now we handle the balancing act, crisp transients and dusty mids. The best way to get dusty mids without ruining your main signal is parallel processing. So we're making a dust return track. Create a return track named Dust. On it, add EQ8 first. High pass at 250 to 400 Hz. This is non-negotiable. We are protecting the impact lane. Kick and sub stay clean. Then low pass around 6 to 10k so the dust doesn't smear your crispness. Then add redux. Downsample around 8 to 14k, bits 1 to 3, carefully. Then saturator. Drive 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Then an auto filter low pass around 5 to 9k, and add a tiny bit of LFO movement, like 5 to 10%, very slow rate. That little motion makes the dust feel alive, like tape or old sampling, instead of static noise. Now send your vocal cuts into dust, and if you're using a break loop, send a bit of that too. Start low, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB on the send. This should be felt more than heard. If you obviously hear distortion, it's probably too much. Extra pro move if your dust starts blurring the stereo, put a utility at the end of the dust return, turn bass mono on around 200 to 300 Hz, and keep width around 70 to 90%. That keeps grime from smearing sideways. Now let's arrange a simple Moonlit Jungle 32 bar section, so you can actually use this in a track. Bars 1 through 8, establish. Full drums, bass simple, vocal chop sparse, like 1 or 2 hits every 2 bars. Let the listener learn the groove. Bars 9 through 16, build tension. Increase vocal frequency a little, add hat density or a break variation, and automate a high pass on your music group, so it gets thinner toward the drop. Add a short riser into bar 17. Bars 17 through 24, this is your feature, the rag a cut pull moment. Make the vocal call a bit busier. Then in bar 21, cue the cut, a short drum dropout. In that same bar, do the pull, tape stop pitch drop or reverse suck. Then bar 22, slam, full drums, impact, and let it roll. After the slam, give it a little space. If the vocal keeps yapping non-stop, the drop feels smaller. Bass sells the drop. Bars 25 through 32, variation or switch. Remove one drum layer, like drop the break for four bars. Twop to a different vocal slice, or pitch it up three or five semitones for that call and response vibe. If you want a darker answer, pitch down five instead. You can also do a quick two bar breakdown to reset energy. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid so your first attempt doesn't feel weird. 1. Overcrunching the vocal. If redux is too strong, consonants turn into fizzy static. Keep your main vocal fairly clean, and do most of the dirt in the dust return. 2. Dust layer eating the mix. If your dust return has low mid, it will fog everything. High pass that return at 250 to 400. Protect the low end like it's sacred. 3. Cut is too long. Start with an eighth note. You can always go longer, but short cuts are more DJ friendly and keep momentum.